Are we ready? Let's get on our feet. Let's bring our R-O-V for Mr. Howard Partridge.
I'm so excited that you're here today. As this conference was getting closer, I thought to myself, how blessed are we? How blessed are we to be able to come together in a community? That's what this is. This isn't just a business conference. This is not just a place where we go and get training and coaching for business. This is life-changing. And I get overwhelmed because when I see all the life change that's happened in this room, I'm so grateful. And so the other day I woke up and every single day there's a text, a post, an email, or something that someone says, this community changed my life. I get to be the leader of this community. But how many of you know that a community is not one person? That I thank God every day and I work hard every day to help you to lead, to build the team, to give you what you need. But the truth is that at this point in time, it's more you than it is me. You know how many classes we have now? We've got marketing class, operations class, administration class. We have, what other classes do we have? Sales class, fundamentals,
fellowship.
Friday fellowship, yes. And we're going to start a couple more classes after the conference. But I'm so excited when we get together because I know that a conference is a catalyst. Conference is a catalyst. You get pumped up. You get excited. You learn some new stuff. I mean, we got Mr. Tom Ziegler in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! We got the amazing Ellen Rohr in the house. And we have my new friend, Russell Ibarra, who has 2,500 team members. Not just team members, but people who love that man. They've been there for over 20 years. I went to his original location. He owns Gringo's, if you know Gringo's here in the Houston area. He started that in 1993. And I met him. I went on this VIP. Denise and I went on this VIP trip to West Palm Beach, Florida, that included dinner at Mar-a-Lago. And I was like, if Trump is in the house, I'm gonna find him. I mean, that's just what you do, right? I mean, that's what I've been trying to teach our membership to do, is build your network. The most important thing that you can do as a business owner is build a multitude of relationships. All of business, all of life is about relationships, isn't it? That would be a yes. Is all of business, all of life about relationships?
Yes.
Oh, I said the T word. I said Trump. Uh-oh. Anyway, so I was like, if that man is on that property somewhere, I'm going to meet him. And I did what I teach you guys to do, and that is to build a relationship with everybody that's on the group. And when I get on property, I'm like the bionic man. I'm scanning. You want to hear the crazy part about that trip? Guess who else was on that trip? The bionic man. I was hanging out with Lee Majors by the pool. How cool is that? So I'm like, bionic man. I'm not going to tell you the whole story today, but I positioned myself so that when that man walked in that door, I was right there. And I got a picture with Donald Trump. That was not, very few other people did, maybe five people. But I positioned myself in the right place. Anyway, I met Russell, and the first thing that Russell said to me, because the other thing that I did is I took, there was a pre-trip party at Michael Berry's house, and there were 25 couples that were going, and then there's some other people, staff and friends, so there's about 70 people. And so Denise and I took three of my hardcover books and put them in gift bags and made sure that every single person who came that was going on that trip had my books. It's called Planting Seeds. Well, the first thing that Russell told me when he saw me on the trip, he was on a different plane, he said, I should probably have you ghostwrite my book. And I'm like, ghostwrite your book? Are you writing a book? So this is the first book that I'm ghostwriting, and I'm ghostwriting it for Russell Ibarra. By the way, their company does, just in the restaurant business, $150 million a year. They're opening two more locations, so soon they're going to have 24. Those restaurants cost $9 million to open one restaurant. $9 million. I had a meeting with him on Tuesday, and he's like, meet me at my other office because it's closer for both of us. So I was like, okay. So I go to this building. It's a three-story building, like phenomenal building. And I find out he has another company called the Platform Group, and they're building buildings that they, you know, rent out. I'm like, what else is this guy into? So anyway, multimillionaire, he's coming to talk to you today. Coming to talk to you today. And he's going to share with you his habits of success. Now, the beautiful thing about all the people who are here who have become multimillionaires is they started with nothing. They started at the bottom. So we're going to talk about making money today. How many of you guys are interested in making money? Mr. Ziegler said that anybody who says that they don't care about money, they'll lie about other stuff too. He also said that money isn't the most important thing in life, but it is reasonably close to oxygen on the gotta have it scale. Be my clicker. And I'm going to try not to give you too many Zig Ziglar quotes about money, because Tom Ziegler is going to come up after a while and share with us the money philosophy of Mr. Zig Ziglar. But how many of you know that your business needs to make a profit? That a business without a profit is just a hobby. Now, I want to turn you on to one other thing, because your family, your community, so I don't want to leave you out of my latest marketing tool. How many of you know what the secret weapon is? What is it? Let me hear you.
Food,
right? So when you go visit a referral source, which, by the way, is the secret to record sales and profits. So if you're not practicing referral source marketing, give yourself a little self-coaching. Okay? Give yourself a little spanking, because that's the secret to record sales and profits. Not only that, it helps you build powerful relationships. Well, I'm doing a program on November 2nd in Dallas. One of my clients in one of the groups that I have is called the Power of Authority Group with Michelle Prince. Chris Parrish said, "Hey, Howard, have you ever considered doing a class on public speaking?" I said, "Well, no, because first of all, I break all the rules." You know, it's like, you know, at Ziegler, they teach you, you know, stand like this, and, you know. So first you learn the rules, then you break the rules. Because you learn in Ziegler how to do gestures. How many of you are Ziegler Legacy certified? Let me see your hands. Okay. Right? So you learn the gestures and, you know, how to do all that stuff. And then you watch Mr. Zig Ziegler, and he don't do any of it. Well, he does a lot of it, but most of it he doesn't. He's not standing there like this. He's walking down here, and he's talking to you like this, and then he's over here and over there. And I guess I kind of have my own unique style, so I said, well, let me think about that. Because you can go to Ziegler, you can go to Toastmasters, there's a lot of places you can go. But then I thought, the number of presentations that I have been able to do, that I've been blessed to do, from small groups. Well, actually, when I first started this, there were a couple times that one person showed up. I went all the way to Tampa, Florida one time, and these people that I was doing this presentation for, I get in there and there's one guy sitting there. And I had somebody traveling with me. It's 2-on-1. And this guy, I just want to cancel it, but, you know, let's just go to the beach or something. But this guy drove 8 hours, and he was sitting there. He was eager, right? I've done no less than, I don't know, 10 or 12 presentations of one kind or another over the last 10 days in 3 different cities. I did 2 keynotes last week. So I started, you know, making the notes. And I thought, you know, I probably got something to share, maybe. Especially if you like a crazy, phenomenal style like mine. I was speaking at a convention in Nashville. And my friend Jim Cathcart was doing the keynote for Toastmasters International. And I happened to walk by, and they had like a trade show, a little expo thing. And I walked in, and I was poking around, and there was a table there that had a book called Get Paid to Speak, something like that. Grant Baldwin is the guy. And I thought, that looks interesting. I was like, is there a charge for this? Because nobody's at the table. They said, no, it's free. Awesome. So I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be teaching this class on November 2nd in Dallas on how to be a phenomenal presenter, because, you know, you got to present to your staff, you got to go to BNI, you got to go to Chamber of Commerce, you might do a lunch and learn. There's all kinds of opportunities to present to people. So we might as well have some techniques to use. And how do you, you know, connect with the audience and so on and so forth. So I decided, you know, it'd be a good time to read that book. So I sat on the beach in Destin, I read that entire book, and there was something that got my attention. He said one of the things that he does when he goes and does keynotes is he gives the AV guys, you know, makes friends with them, and he leaves them a little bulk candy, like, you know, how you get bulk candy at Walmart, you know, some people are already stocking up on this because it's Halloween. Like, you know, it's got like the little Hershey bars in there, a little Mr. Good bar, and, you know, what have you. And so I called or emailed Jim Turnell right here, who's our printer, Legacy Printing. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And I said, hey, can you do some branded candies for me? I mean, how cool would that be if you had candy with, you know, your name on it? He said, well, I could do kisses. Kisses? Yeah, so we put your label on the bottom of the kisses. I said, I'm in. And I can't wait to ask people when I meet them, would you like a kiss? Can I give you a kiss? Hello. So I was a little bit concerned about, you know, asking this, especially to a female, right? Okay, I was like, well, I might as well, this is called test marketing. So I was at a conference and, you know, we're all, Denise was there with me and, you know, of course, you know, she's like, whatever. And, you know, I had people with me, so it's not like I'm walking up to somebody in the hallway, you know, can I give you a kiss, you know. And so there's two ladies that are at the yes desk, that's the registration desk. There's two of them, so that helps too, right? Like, it's not just one person. It's like, you know, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm releasing a book today called The Monday Morning Christian. Got to be careful. And you got to make sure you got the kisses in your hand, because so people don't get the wrong idea, right? But I was just curious. I'm just curious about human nature, right? So what are they going to say? So these two girls, two ladies are sitting there. I said, and I'd already had the phenomenal talk with them and everything. So we're, you know, we're good buddies. And I said, you know, thank you for doing what you guys are doing. Can I give you a kiss? I know. Oh, Lord. And one of them goes, the other one goes, why not? Yeah. I said, here you go. So I'm so excited about you being here, I would like to give you a kiss. Who would like to have a kiss from Howard Partridge? There you go. Watch out. Watch out. Here we go. All right. Perfect. There we go. All right. Yes. Oh, okay. We have insurance, so if I poke your eye out, we're all good. There we go. Okay. I have plenty more where those came from. In fact, here's one more right there. There we go. All right. Well, then I got to thinking about it, and I said, what if you had branded kisses for your company, and when you do referral marketing, you walk into potential referral source. Look at people already taking pictures. This is also postable, okay? Can we be careful how we post this? Like, I got kissed by Howard Partridge. I mean, you know, like, let's just be, remember, the Monday Morning Christian. Okay? I like to have fun, as you can see. But then I thought, well, you know, we have actually tested referral marketing with everything from Krispy Kreme donuts to little baggies of that bulk candy that I was talking about. So I thought, we could put that in a little baggie. And then Jim, yesterday, I bumped into Jim and he said, hey, here's the next level. You got one of those with you right now? Okay. So he shows me this little mesh bag about that big with about 5 kisses in it. So he's already ahead of the game. So anyway, if you would like to have some kisses so you can show appreciation to other people, then see this man right here, Jim Turnell. All right? So, I mean, after all, we are talking about secrets of record sales and profits. We are talking about phenomenal profits, are we not? I want to go ahead and say this up front. This is going to show up. It's going to show up in my slide presentation later on. It's going to show up again in the book. We have the Monday Morning Christian books. We're launching this today. Those of you that did an Amazon review for us, we have a book for you. And these are going to be available. This is what we want you to share. This is what we want you to post. Is like for you to get this book on the break, share it, because this is a very important message. It's a very important message. I don't care how you believe. I don't care if you don't believe in God. I don't care if you believe you're not a believer or whatever. In fact, you might find out why some Christians seem to be weak, and you might find out why some Christians are a little kooky. Anybody ever met a kooky Christian? One of the trips that I did last week was Charlotte, North Carolina. And when I go to Charlotte, North Carolina, I like to go see my friend that works at Billy Graham. So you got the Billy Graham Library, you got the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association headquarters is there. And the first time I went there, he took me on this tour, and they have all these clean rooms with all of Billy Graham's videos. Like, there was reel to reel in there, right? And all of his books that were arranged by the Dewey Decimal System. And you walk in there, and all the big, huge pictures of him with presidents and everything kind of gives you the chills, right? And anyway, he did a nice endorsement of this book. And he said to me that Billy Graham, just a couple years before he passed away, Billy Graham said, I believe that the next great awakening will come from the marketplace. I want to launch that awakening today. I want to launch that awakening today. Because here's the truth of it. Let me just ask you a question, okay? Well, anyway, let me finish the Billy Graham story. You know, when I get with family, I just want to, you know, share everything with you. The guard at the guard shack has a weapon. I was waiting for my Uber, and I asked the guard, I said, you know, couldn't help but notice that you have a gun. I said, y'all have much trouble here at Billy Graham? She said, not much, but occasionally. I said, do you mind if I ask what kind of trouble you have here? She said, well, every now and then, somebody will show up that's convinced that they're Moses reincarnated or one of the prophets, and they must speak to Billy Graham. Well, first of all, Billy don't live here, number one. This is before Billy passed away. Now they're asking for Franklin Graham. You know that Franklin doesn't live here, you know? Kooky Christians. So if you're not a believer, you're not a strong believer, maybe this is your opportunity to find out what in the world is going on here. Because see, there's a Sunday morning Christian, There's a Monday morning Christian. But that's for later on. I just want to let you know that I want to get this message out today. We've got tens of thousands of emails going out. We're posting all over social media. We want you to get this book today and post it. And if you have given me a review already, no charge, and would like for you to buy a lot of copies, spread them around your church, get them for your team, you know, do a little pod around it, all right? One last thing I want to share on that is that your business needs to make money. God doesn't want you to be broken in debt. Now, you can be as monkish as you want personally, but your business has to make money. A business without a profit is just a hobby. In fact, even though Jesus didn't own anything, there was money involved in the mission. Because if there wasn't, there wouldn't have been a money bag to be stolen by Judas. So profits are important in your business. And after the first break today, I'm going to share with you my money philosophy, how I started on welfare, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you understand the value of the tool. Not your identity is not in money. The tool. What you could do by making your business super profitable. Then tomorrow, we're going to look at the business side of it. And how do you make your business more profitable? What are the different opportunities that you have to increase your profits in your business? Because the truth is that when you create profits in your business, you can help a lot of people. By the way, what about our staff here? What about our team? Isn't it important for my business to make money so I can pay these wonderful people and they can have a wonderful life and a phenomenal life and they can feed their kids and they can reach their goals? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The first thing I want to start with is how many of you know that what the Inner Circle is all about is it is about overcoming FTI? The number one reason people don't reach their dreams and goals is not because you don't know what to do. Yes, you're going to get phenomenal information here. Yes, we have a lot of training. But training is only helpful when you have the desire to implement what you learn. And training and reading books and all that has a way of triggering you and inspiring you. And this is why I read every single morning, because it engages my mind and gets me energized and gets me out of my stinking thinking, and I'm ready to go and I'm ready to implement to reach my goals. There are four keys to implementation. The first one is inspiration. How do we get inspiration? We get inspiration by learning about the success of other people that ain't no smarter than us. Yesterday, I was so blessed. We had about 13 people in front of the boot camp room sharing their quick story, their quick testimonial. It's inspiring to hear people say, I doubled my business in the last 2 years. It's inspiring to hear people say, I got more time with my kids. It's inspiring to meet people who have increased their faith because they've been around people like you. See, that's what community does. We get inspired. The way you inspire people is by the way you treat them. And we're inspired here in this room because we get the support, the encouragement, and the accountability from those around us. So what I want to do is I want to update our stories, because many of you have been with us for a long time and your story has elevated. Your story has evolved. This afternoon, we're going to hear from Michael Killen. That's going to be today. We're going to hear from Mindy. That's going to be today. We're going to hear from Sherry. That's going to be today. And I think I asked Elise, didn't I? Where's Elise at? Okay, did I ask you to share about a 15-minute?
No, but I can.
You can. Okay. And the reason is because their story continues to get even more phenomenal. Their business, their life is different than it was 3 months ago when we were in Destin. It's different than the last time you were here. So I want to take a little more time today in a fun session to extract the lessons from their story because it will inspire us. Yes or yes? Oh, by the way, another class that we have is, did you know that we have a digital marketing class? That everything you need to know about, you know, guaranteed Google and SEO and Facebook advertising and all this. Give Derek and Katie a big hand clap. Why do people like them and our other trainers volunteer? Because we have a phenomenal community. We have something special here. Overwhelming to me. So what I'd like to do is our first exercise, and this is not just important to me, it's not just important to other people here, and it's not just important to the folks that we want to invite into the inner circle. How many of you would say that there's somebody in this inner circle has blessed your life? Let me see your hands. Look around. Multiple people. Now, what if we never share the opportunity with that person who made a difference in your life? So you don't know who the next person is that's going to come into this circle, into this community, that's going to bless your life. So would you be willing to help me, help you, help others? And finally, it will help you. Because when you look at your journey, it's called the power of reflection. When you reflect on where you've been, where you were before, and where you are today, most likely, most of the people that are in this room that are inner circle members, I know everybody's not, but I think a wave of gratitude is going to happen. That you're going to see your progress. See, that is the progress principle is tracking your progress illuminates phenomenal performance or the lack thereof. So I want you to take a look at your story. What I'd like for you to do is there is a piece of paper on your table that says case study. Case study. And those of you who are not in inner circle yet, those of you who are not in inner circle yet, just talk about the boot camp yesterday and, you know, what your challenge was. Here's what I want to hear. Up top in this section right here, I want you to, in the top section right there, I want you to just write your simple story, okay? Just, and the framework that we use is challenge, solution, result. So write it out, or you could do challenge, solution, result first, and then write it into a little paragraph. For example, Michael Killen. Before I joined the inner circle, I was doing about $3.5 million in business. But my company was eating cash like a monster, and fortunately I had savings, but my savings was dwindling fast. I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. That was his challenge. The solution he found was something called KFP. Anybody, what does that mean? A known financial position. You can't change it until you know what it is, right? Now for you it might be, and so then the result, challenge, solution, result. The result is, they're on track to do, how much this year? Almost $10 million? They're on track to do $10 million this year. They've opened several locations since they've been members, and they're very profitable. But that's not the best part. The best part is that Michael Killen works 3 days a week, and he spends the other four with his kids, with his family. Give it up for Michael Killen. Your story might not be as dramatic, but we want you to take just a few minutes, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes to, I'll kind of check with you, see how you're doing. Write your challenge, your CSR, and then we're going to share a little bit so we can inspire and encourage one another. Yes or?
Yes.
Awesome.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. Jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the tail out rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash boom bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple.
Members yet, you can just write down your challenge, and if you got some solutions at boot camp yesterday, that's great, you can write those down. And you haven't gotten the full solution yet, because yesterday was a lot of great information, but you're still at risk of failing to implement those things, because it's a lot. sir. Austin. Oh, sorry. Okay. Now what we're going to do is we need to make sure we've got at least 5 people per table. All these 2s and 3s and 4s. We got to do something about that. So how we doing? Yay. Okay, so this table right here only has 3 people. Could y'all join another table or have another table join you? I need to, you know, have 5 or 6 people at each table. It's important when we do a pod. Okay, here's what we're going to do. And you can give that to Michelle. In 60 seconds or less, preferably less, here's what we're going to do. I want you to each share your challenge, solution, result as quickly as you can. No backstory, no big long explanations. I'd like to see you do it in 30 seconds. Let's make it 30 seconds. All right, and I want it to be like, we're going to do the eyebrow test. You know what the eyebrow test is? Somebody says something like over the top, phenomenal. You're like, that's a good story right there. Okay, everybody understand? Ready, set, grow. 1, 2, 3. Okay, everybody, give yourselves a big hand clap. Can I ask you a question, please? How many of you would say that at your table that was a phenomenal story? Let me see your hands. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want to have 7 people. We'll start with 7. We'll do some more later. I want you to choose someone at your table to come up here and share, inner circle members, share challenge, solution, result, real quick. Actually, let me do 10. So, now Jim shared yesterday, but he can share again. Everybody didn't hear it. Okay, so give it up for Jim Turnell. Okay, what about this table here? You? Jamie? Jamie? Who do y'all pick? They picked you? Come on.
Okay.
All right. How about any other table? Who do you got? Pick somebody. Jim, come up here for me. Okay. Send them on up here. Come on. Come on. Come on, Derek. Come on, Michelle. Come on, Keith. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Need 4 more. 4 more. 4 more. Huh? Did they pick you? Who do y'all pick? Go for it, Lewis. Come on. Lindell. All right. Give it up for these phenomenal members. Yay. Okay. These are going to be posted, so I'm going to, close my jacket. Yeah. I'll stand over here. Okay.
Good morning,
I just
everybody.
Brought more attention to this. All right. Yeah. So 30 seconds or less. Challenge, solution, result.
Okay. Challenge is after 25 years in the printing business, I'd pretty much given up that I could grow my business. Sales had declined the last 10 years. I was totally stressed. Never took vacations other than Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving because I felt like I couldn't get away. With the exception of COVID years, my sales since joining the Inner Circle have increased every year. My stress level, despite even being down staff this past year, significantly less. And even though I miss the daily events during the day, my kids grow up. Today, I pick up the grandkids from school every day. My son's on duty.
Yes and yes. So grab your prize from that table right there, and let's thank you, sir. Yeah, you can go either way.
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Okay, Nick and Jamie, here we go. All right, 30 seconds or less, if you can. Oh, it's a big story.
Good morning, everybody. So I guess we were great at our craft. Well, I was, I guess, and Jamie will add more to that later. But not a business. I was working day and night. The solution were systems, processes. Raising our prices was a huge thing. And we got more time with our family, better relationships with our kids and ourselves, and more money and consistent results.
Absolutely. And from the homeschooling wife's side, my husband started his own electrical business and had grown enough to hire a couple employees. I was at home with our 5 children and 1 on the way, watching my husband become more and more stressed, seeing him less and less, and having no idea what I could do to even help him out. Through the Inner Circle and the training there, I not only learned how I could help him, but more importantly, we both became better leaders, better spouses, and better parents. Our business and team has grown in size and profits. Our marriage is healthier. And my oldest son says that one of the best things about the Inner Circle is that he's learned DISC. He's an ID, I'm a CS, and now he likes his mom because we understand each other.
Love that. Love you guys. Love you, brother. All right. Get you guys, get some prizes from the table there. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Michelle Thomas, your favorite CPA. I want to do a little summary for my table, if I can. Instead of my story, I'd like to do two short 15-second other stories.
Yeah.
We have one at our table, father working long, hard, many years. Son joins him. 3 years in, it's turnkey. Why not do it? The other story I like is a man who was about ready to give up on his business and just take a J-O-B somewhere else. But thanks to Inner Circle, he is doing much better, and things are looking very bright.
Yes and yes. Thank you very much, honey. Get yourself a prize from the prize table right there. Hey, buddy.
So, I've been in heating and air for 35 years, had my business for 27. I actually joined the Inner Circle in 2012, and I did not plug in, didn't have enough support. But, man, I got so many good things. So when I was coaching with Tom Ziegler in 2020, first live coaching Tom did during the pandemic, Tom was awesome, and he's like, Keith, you need to be with the Inner Circle. I'm like, yeah, it's good stuff. So I joined, and Howard, it's been amazing. I plugged in. I've been blessed. We've made some great hires, bought trucks, increased revenue by $500,000 in 2 years. Really amazing. Great support. And, you know, I was struggling a little bit this time, and I said, man, I need some help. And, wow, people stepped up, Santiago, Howard, and said, we'll help.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
That's what we're here for.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Lord bless you, man. Thank you. Grab you something off of that table right there. Hi, Derek.
Well, my name is Derek Wright. I have a building automation, energy management business. Been in the industry for 38 years, I guess. Owned a business since 2000. Realized I don't know anything about business. So I started looking, started researching, started self-educating. This has been a journey for about 3 years for me, and I found the Inner Circle this year. I'm less than a year in, been implementing with a lot of great advice from Santiago, the coaches, all of your coaching staff has given us a lot of good tools, and I can see my turnkey in view now, taking myself out of business. We are up from last year. We still got 3 months to go. We're up 500,000.
What I call phenomenal money. Thanks, boss. When I grow up, I want to be as cool as him. Come on, Ashley.
Hey. So I'm Ashley Harden. I joined the Inner Circle about 4 years ago. Before I started, I hated my company. I hated my team. I hated my customers. I hated myself. If I could have sold it, I would have sold it. I can tell you that. But just joining the Inner Circle with this community, it's just totally changed me. But one of my biggest struggle was my team members, holding them accountable. My solution was with Santiago. We did EOS, and that was just a whole game changer for our company. So once we did the EOS, we put everyone in the right seat and just held them accountable. So that was really the changer for my company. Now I am the true visionary for my company, and that's just phenomenal for me. So please join. We need you.
Yes. All right. Great job. Get yourself a prize off the prize table there. Okay, Kelly.
My name is Kelly Amade. I work for Northwest Roof Maintenance. Our company owner is Joe Stewart, and he's a lifetime member. Our challenge was that we had many failed bookkeepers, and Joe believed in me when I didn't believe in myself.
Wow.
And he gave me the tools and access to the Inner Circle, and it changed my life. So Joe wanted to know what our KFP was. So the solution for that was regularly attending. First, it was led by Santiago, and then now Lekta.
Lekta, yeah, there she is.
And doing all the Ellen Rohr trainings online that we had. And then yesterday I got to dream come true, get a live training with Ellen Rohr. And the results are we can read financial reports and we know what our KFP is. So.
Awesome. Phenomenal job. Wow. I want to hear more about that life change later on too. Grab yourself a prize down there. My man, Lewis.
Good to see you.
Been here
Lewis
helping
Hernandez.
Me for decades.
Decades, right. You know, before I met Howard, I had no systems. I was very stressed. I was doing tribal training, marketing, you name it. I mean, just no systems at all. Now I have systems in place, everything, the MVPs, the organizational charts, the PRDs, so many different acronyms going on there. And now, I do a four-day work week, going to three after being reminded that we could do a three-day work week. You know, I'm more profitable. I have time away. Have a great community, able to help others. And I would just, again, encourage anybody, you can't do it alone, and you can't achieve what you don't know. So, again, it's been such an encouragement. It's led me to do other things. And, hey, we're going on a trip in February, right?
Where are we going?
Well, you said you wanted to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but the lights are out over there.
No, they're back on. When I left, they were back on.
Yeah, but if the lights go out while we're there. I'm thinking about Hawaii instead. You want to go to Hawaii? Who wants to go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Well, thank
you. Grab your prize. You probably own all of that, but you can give one to somebody else.
Well, thank you, Howard. I was very complacent 4 years ago. Was about $1.1 million. My brother just had a stroke. He did all my bookkeeping. I searched out Ellen. I found that Ellen was only available. She rocks. If you have never met Ellen, she rocks. She helped me with my numbers. So I learned it was 2 days later. I got an email about boot camp down in Dallas. Went to Dallas. And then 3 weeks later, I was in Destin, Florida. If you ever get a chance to go to Destin for that retreat, it was really fulfilling. But I got on the pod, started drinking the Kool-Aid, got our team on the pod, we use Disc now all the time. Glenn brings a new person in. We know their profile, what their dreams are. We have a dream board. My wife is a coach with Ziegler and Disc certified. So right now we have 12 trucks. Our goal is $4.5 million, and the main thing is that we want to help others get what they want in life, so we help them earn, learn, and help them get to their dreams. And with the system here, with this community, because if you're on the pod, you can learn more from this community, because they'll share and help you through your struggles and where you're at, because... Like yesterday, we shared some things, and a lady came up today and said, that really hit me. It was a really good thing, what you said, that I'm not out here treading water myself, and I went through a lot of struggles too. And now we made a bond, so I appreciate this community.
What was your revenue before you got an Inner Circle?
1.1 was our gross.
So you went from 1.1 to 4.5
this year. We bought a building. And we continue to grow. We're trying to outgrow this building very fast. So thank you.
Love it. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you.
Lord bless you, brother. Okay, get your prize down there. Lindell.
What's up?
What's up?
How's it going, brother? How about a hand for Howard, man? Good man. I just do that so you clap while I'm on stage and I feel important. That's the only reason. Just kidding.
All right, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, 30 seconds or less. So I'm going to be really Brené Brown vulnerable right now. So my name is Lyndall Woodruff. I'm a co-owner of Woodruff Home Improvements. My dad's over there. Sister's over there. He started the business in 82. We're in Dallas. We do windows for homes is what we do. Big challenge is last year we were at 176,000 in sales. And before we joined, we were at about 900,000 in sales this year so far. But that was, it's just a massive blessing. So now it's the big challenge is trying to figure out how to implement the disciplines for the weekly pods and get the processes and systems, because we're handling all this stuff and it's like, all
you
this stuff's
coming. 176
last year to 900 this year.
900 this year?
Yeah.
Was there solutions in the Inner Circle that helped you with that?
This is Inner Circle's brand new, so we're trying to get those. The sales came from God just out of nowhere, super blessings, and we're like, what do we do with all of it? Oh my gosh.
We'll
struggle for me is I'm a first-time dad, 3-week-old daughter, and She's amazing, but you know, my wife's in prison right now, and seriously, that's my big struggle, trying to figure out how to take care of this baby, you know, without my wife, and juggling the business, and so lots of prayers, and so solution is leaning into this community, and I want to thank Christian big time for meeting up with me 3 weeks ago when I drove down from Dallas to pick up my baby from UTMB in Galveston, and he met with me and my mom, and it's just been a great encouragement, and I just got to stay plugged in to those disciplines, man, and
amen.
And make it work so we can have more time with baby. That's what it's all about.
Well, say that again.
Thank you. I love you too.
You got the support right here.
Yeah.
We don't have babysitting yet.
Correct.
But we're working on it.
It was a question.
You know?
It was a question.
Like, we got phenomenal youth. We got Generation Ziegler. We're working our way down there, okay? So, I don't know. Babies are phenomenal, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. You know? But everything's been a blessing, this whole community, man. And
well,
I appreciate you very much.
You're one of the most positive people that I know. I love that energy. So keep it up.
Thanks,
you're
brother.
Helping people in the community.
Appreciate you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, thank you. Lord bless you, brother. Thanks. All right. Okay, there's more stuff that I wanted to do in this session. We'll get to it a little bit later today. I want to, where's Victoria? Of course she is. Okay. It's right where she needs to be. I'm going to share about this book. We're going to go live on Facebook for just a minute. And I'm going to encourage you to get a copy. Again, get copies. And if you'd like to have a case shipped to you, just get with the team. And after that, we're going to take a little break. And I just want to ask you to either share this live or, you know, take a picture of the book, encourage people to get it. I give away more of these than I sell. I plan that will always be the case. I was at a fundraiser with Russell Ibarra the other night, and I gave them, I don't know, 100 books or something like that. That was the second time I gave them 100 books. So, you know, this is not about making money. This is about, and I didn't get to my point a while ago, so I want to make a strong point and finish that story loop. So, ready to go live? Okay. Now I'm going to have you see the audience too, so tell me when you're ready. Killing you? Michael is killing her. All right. Hey, everybody. Howard Partridge coming to you from the Howard Partridge Inner Circle Conference. I'm here with some better than phenomenal people. How we doing, everybody? How we doing? We are releasing a new book today. It's called The Monday Morning Christian, How Living Out Your Faith in Business Leads to Phenomenal Success. So I have a question, and that question is God's way the best way to build a business? Even if you aren't a believer, the fact is that we build a business with character and integrity, right? We do the right thing. We treat each other well, and you're going to have a more successful business. And you're going to have less stress, you're going to get better results when you do things the right way, whether you're a believer or not. If you are a believer, this book is for you, because the Monday morning Christian will show you the difference between a Sunday morning Christian, someone who looks good, smells good, sounds good on Sunday morning, but you can't tell the difference between them and anybody else on Monday morning. Not that we should be a religious zealot like I was when I came to know the Lord, and that story is in here, but there should be a difference. People should be able to look at a believer and say there's something different about that person. I want to help you be a stronger leader. I want to help you to be a stronger believer, and that's what this book is about. It's chock full of not only how to be a stronger believer, but how to be a stronger leader. It's chock full of leadership materials on how to build a dream team, how to stay focused, how to get more done, You're going to find out why you should have less stress in here. You're going to find out what true success is, what that means in your life and in your business. So what I'd like for you to do is go to themondaymorningchristian.com today, and it's going to give you the instructions. You're going to get the book on Amazon. When you get the book on Amazon, then you're going to go to themondaymorningchristian.com, put in your receipt number, and we're going to send you three different trainings. Number one, we're going to send you a three-part training that I did on the Monday Morning Christian with one of my groups where I teach this concept. Second, I'm going to actually give you two conferences, two full conferences. Even folks who are in this room don't own, everybody here doesn't own these conferences. The first one is a conference that I did on how to build a phenomenal network of powerful relationships. You see, God wants us to relate to one another, and He wants us to reach more people. And the way you do that is by connecting with and helping other people. As Mr. Ziegler said, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. When Mr. Ziegler was here with us on earth, I said to him oftentimes, I said, you know, I tell people that you stole that from Jesus, because Jesus said, give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He said, oh, that'll be okay. I know him personally. Anyway, the third thing that I'm going to give you is the entire conference that we did, the recordings of a conference we did called How to Build a Phenomenal Dream Team. If you're going to reach a lot of people, have an impact, you need a team. You know, if God gives you a dream, you need a team. And if you have a dream but no team, you have to either give up the dream or build up the team. And when you become the kind of leader that I talk about here, you'll attract all kinds of people to you that will help you on your mission. So my mission is to strengthen believers, to strengthen leaders, and I want to close with a quote that I got from my friend at Billy Graham. I was at Billy Graham last week. My friend Wayne Atchison is there, and he told me, and we did a video together. I'll post that video later today probably. And he said that two or three years before Billy Graham passed away, that he said that Billy Graham said, I believe that the next great awakening will come from the marketplace. And so I want you to help me with that vision. I want that to become a reality. How many of you would agree we need a great awakening in this world today? So help me help you reach the world. Go to Amazon, get the book, then go to themondaymorningchristian.com and put in your information, and we're going to send you those phenomenal recordings. And everybody here, you're going to get those recordings too. If you don't have them, if you get the book, when you get the book today, then we're going to put you in the system and you're going to get all those recordings, because everybody here doesn't have access to those. Yes or?
Yes.
Awesome. Get another shot of these phenomenal people here. All right. They're excited.